would have our first committee report, and Ms. Rogers, and then Ms. Harris.
First item that we have is the approval of faculty and merit status for individuals. Please listen to the agenda, and I'm sure you know we do additional recognition. Do I have a motion to approve the faculty and merit status for the faculty, which you found on page 4 of your... Second. Second agenda item is 5.1.2, request for the new graduate certificate program for teaching English and speaking and other languages offered to the department. This program is one that extends the department's ability to have students apply to work as second-language speakers, students in particular, but ones that can work outside of class or domestically and internationally. There is no cost involved in this program. We have the resources of classes. If you have any questions, that will suffer and answer them further. But I can't do it. This was a question. If not, to have the approval to establish a new graduate program for teaching speakers to other languages.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? That's all. You have some questions? Okay. And I will be talking to you in a tight timeline on each of the sections. Most of you know that that's one of the commitments that we have as a campus in student learning is to have our students more engaged in ways that get that learning, have them accept responsibility for things that they can have an opportunity to change. We also strongly encourage students in ways that they work as teams, and we have some superb outcomes coming from student participation and student team initiatives. And I wanted to take just a few minutes today to introduce several people to you. We're not going to have any long talks, but if you do, there'll be just one or two that I want, even though some of those things will happen in three or four areas. And I won't touch on individuals today. I've been wondering, all the students out here, and they represent a very significant effort called ONE. And one is where students have had a chance to get out of the comfort zone and learn advocacy for more important issues that affect society globally, locally. And the thing that is just astonishing about the students is that we're there as faculty and administrators, university, to support students in efforts that are important to their learning. This is one that really grew right from the students. They started it themselves, supported in ways we could, but it's about their fight against world poverty. And rather than me taking more time, Dr. Tice, first of all, let me tell you, these students got support from across campus. Gene and I are both very proud of them. It's got the student affairs from Project.
Well, actually, we have two. This is a different group. The one group is, if I could introduce Ezra D. Garland, who will introduce the two students who are here, and you can identify them because they have one on their T-shirt. So just introduce them. Just talk a little bit about what the accomplishment and introduce the students, and we've got a tight timeline.
I think we have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you all very much for your time this morning. I've had the amazing opportunity to work with a very, very dedicated set of students. This morning I have with me Matt Vaughn and Joey Cole, who are actually going to give you just a brief synopsis of what we did over the last year, and also just tell you that this was a campus-wide, community-wide event. Tuesday night we'll be celebrating with a concert at the Capitol, and everyone is invited and welcome. We will be serving food and music, and Bono from U2 will be making a statement towards campus as well as community and appreciation for our efforts.
As we introduce the students, the one thing I'd like to mention is this was strictly student-driven. They have made all of this happen.
All right. Well, thank you all for having us here today. Obviously, we're very pleased for just winning this national competition that began in September between thousands of universities across the nation to raise awareness for global poverty and hunger. A bunch of us got together at the beginning of this year, all freshmen, actually, at the very beginning, and we decided that we wanted to do something to bring the world to campus. And so we immediately set up an organization called Americans for Informed Democracy with the goal of just doing that, and as soon as we found out about the One Campaign Campus Challenge, we thought this would be a perfect way to represent WKU nationally as being a leading university with that international reach and showing that we are the most engaged campus in the nation, which is something we just succeeded doing. We had all these other schools, Princeton, George Washington, we showed all of them up, and we showed them that here at Western, here at WKU, we are a leading university, and we care about the issue. And basically, the way that the Campus Challenge worked was you did different events, different activities, and you scored points for that. And in doing so, we ended up winning an electoral response.
Thank you guys for having us today. You're very busy. I'm just going to talk a little bit about how we won this competition and what's involved in the competition. So the One Campaign is the foremost American effort to fight the emergency of extreme global poverty. They presented the universities across the country with a challenge. It's a do the most that you can to raise awareness about this. And so we took that challenge, and we just found people who were dedicated to this and who were passionate about human needs, basically. And we did all sorts of things. We stood on street corners with signs. We sat tables out across campus, basically just got the information out there, presented the fact that 1 billion people live in extreme poverty on less than $1 a day. So that's what we wanted to do, was just inform the students, because we knew that once we did that, that's all we had to do. The rest was out of our hands. Very compassionate group of people, and the One Campaign, with the help of our talented journalists here, we documented it all and submitted it to them, and the One Campaign felt that we most effectively carried out their goals, and they awarded us with the title of the most globally active and aware campus in the nation, and they will be throwing a big shindig Tuesday on the historic square to kind of congratulate us on our efforts. And really, this is all to keep the momentum going. This is the first step. As Matt said in our video, this is the beginning of the long walk for justice. This is just really the first step. So hopefully we'll be in here a couple more times before we graduate. But I think overall we just wanted to sincerely thank all of you guys who helped. Literally, people came from every nook and cranny of the campus to help us. Dr. Birch was really instrumental in getting things accomplished for us, and Ajit was as well. So, basically, thank you guys. Come down to the concert on Tuesday at the Capitol, and save the world.
President, take the permission to let the campus symbolically reflect what they're trying to do. They wrapped the buffer tire. President declared the day for the campus. The mayor declared the city for the campus. But I think the most remarkable thing, Matt said it, that these are freshmen. And I didn't know he said he was going to say he hoped to be back here again. But I'm sure they will. And we're just really, really proud of our students who are doing something to show that they care about what's happening around them in the world and ways to make a difference. And these represent a wonderful example. Thank you all very much for coming in. I want to also recognize very quickly several others. I'm going to ask Judy Wickers to stand up and come forward. If Judy wants to say something, I'll let her for a minute. She's been talking all the time. Just came back from winning the American National Forensics Association Tournament, where they took both the individual events sweepstakes and the parlor debate sweepstakes, and there were over 80 schools, 1,700 entries, and Western's the only school to win ever both the individual sweepstakes and the Big 3-6. Some schools do only one or the other. And I asked you this morning, I was hoping we could have a chance to treat you to at least one student performance. She said they're all in class. So we didn't take them out after 5 days of competition. I've placed in your packet, just as I did before, a pre-set for the class.
I'll try. My boys are the best in the world, even on a good day. Good to see you here. Thank you very much. I'm being honored on behalf of the forensics team and all the coaches to be here. Thank you so much for your support and interest in our program. In particular, I'd like to thank Dr. Birch and Dr. Ransdell and Dean Lee for their support, as well as my mentor, Dr. Randy Capps. I'd like to say that the program pretty much sells itself. I spent the better part of yesterday convincing a man who's ready to be enrolled in Princeton that he should come to Western, and he's going to be here next year on an academic scholarship. He's not going to be too happy with me, but I'm very happy to have him here once he visited this campus, met our students, met faculty members of the engineering department. He was sold, and I think the program speaks for itself. We're delighted to be able to have the quality of students that were able to get here. Just one very quick thing. I think it's very important that we recognize that I'm not the wind behind the wings, but Dr. Barbara Birch is. Without her, this program would still be a very regional program. We would be lucky to be winning a state tournament among all the national and international tournaments. It is her energy, it is her spirit, and her innovative ways that actually will keep this program going long after I'm gone, hopefully. And we really appreciate her. Appreciate the hard work that she has done to make an affiliation with the largest high school forensics organization in the nation. Over 4 million students in Western Kentucky University. The efforts of Dr. Birch is the only university that is recognized and sponsored at the national tournament. We really thank all of you for your support, and keep on plugging along, and hope that we
can continue to bring success and recognition to the university. And I want to say this. We have the pleasure of being the final But part of what has happened over the decade or so that Dr. Ransdell came in, and a year before that when I came, is that we went from a program that was just barely staying alive to one that really is recognized. We won. We're the only school in the nation to win all of the titles. The American Forensic League titles, the National Forensic League, the International Forensic League. And our biggest problem right now, quite frankly, is the number of young people across the nation behind the post to come to Western, and you can't take them all. There's only so many you can handle on the team. But I'm proud of the fact that so many disciplines are involved in this, and that students across the campus are part of it. And Judy, congratulations to you.
Let me just make a comment real quick. The reason why I played Budge up there, Barbara and I were there Monday evening when these national champions were announced, and watched our students receive lots of awards, lots of hardware, lots of recognition as all the different events and categories of competition were announced. And great universities were fighting it out for these honors. And in my card, my appointments for that day, in my pocket, I was scribbling down as it came down to the final open division, which are the largest, best. It's kind of like in sports. Division 3, Division 2, Division 1, well, the open division are the largest and the best programs, and that's where that's where the pressure was. And as they were announced, I didn't get all 10, but I figured we were going to be pretty high, so I began to track number 6. But Arizona State, 6. Kansas State University was 5th. University of Alabama was 4th. University of Texas at Austin was 3rd, Bradley University 2nd, Washington Tech University finished 1st by some 100 points, as I recall.
132.
1st and 2nd place finishers, and our students were were incredible. To watch their satisfaction in that achievement, and to watch the respect of other institutions at what we have done was very rewarding, you know, for Barbara and you both. So it was good to have a chance to go to one of these, because usually they're somewhere on one coast or the other. At this time of year, it's tough to get to them, but this one was in Nashville, and I was glad because it gave us a chance to witness firsthand such success. So well done.
Congratulations. I just want to briefly mention, I think earlier, that we have won in our region on the team competition on concrete canoe and steel bridging. And hopefully next meeting we'll come back and tell you how well that team did at national point there pretty soon. And I want to mention one more this morning, if you will. Chris, are you here? Where are you? Michelle? Chris is, one of these days we need to tell you more about FIGHT, because I think you'll be very excited to know the kinds of things that are being done, the economic development, some of the FIGHT partnerships. I think Dean Farrell have recently involved your college with the business college. But I know that these folks also, in some recent competition at the state level, one of your students got the governor's award. I think it was for the most innovative and exciting proposal in the entire competition as part of the center. And another student was also recognized in that, an individual award. But I want to just give you a couple of minutes to set up the website. And again, I've given you some materials you might want to use at your leisure about these programs.
Thank you very much. The enterprise is rapidly becoming, in our experience, on the alumni, Chris Liddell, the Chief Information Officer, and this is part of the presentation too. See, our annual report is a patch, but the real magic here happens to be on our own experience, and how we deal with the state to help other people become better systems. And it's an amazing experience for me to watch as a business guy these young people take their experience, integrate their education, and their desire to make themselves stronger and other people more successful. We work with communities from the elementary school level all the way up to senior citizens. It's been a great experience for us being here. Again, this has been a tough act to follow, folks, but very, very supportive about our national service. And we've been, for the last 4 years, we've won the regional 4 years in a row. And West Virginia has been going to Chicago for days of reference to them for this year. Again, approximately 200 other site teams across the nation. There's a variety of things that we're interested in doing this year, starting international change of commerce. We're the first team in the United States to have a temporary employment agency. We decided to do the hard thing rather than do some of the smaller projects. The hard thing is to really work with people, create economic jobs, and create the jobs. And that's what business is. We are fundamentally a leadership training. And I want to say one thing, the resources spent here for just a small amount of, and again, the business side of the world, anyone comes out, we are able to have a tremendous footprint, if we will, on our university, on community as a whole, and really nationally. So we've had one of our presidents this year is going to join the Peace Corps after being in Africa last year. We've had another member in Africa this summer, and we're continuing with the vast project you see government on the Peace Corps.
So I was given the opportunity to be more engaged in the classroom experience and the campus-wide experience. And it allowed me the opportunity to go around the regional competitions and the national competitions in Texas. I don't even know how to fully explain the experiences, because we get to go into the community at all levels, the elementary school, the high school, the middle school, the Kelly Austin program. It's meant a lot to me to be able to go back into the community.
Is that
Dr. Enzo says we're going to be a living American university in the national region. We are. And the way that's going to be recognized mostly is through what our students are doing. And so I appreciate you taking the time. Let me also share several weeks with you. And you may have some amazing days one day just to share all of them with you, because almost most departments on campus are doing something with their students that's producing just significant student achievements based on both their out-of-class experiences, being being in co-curricular in class, engagement with community, and just pretty amazing. Students are pushing us as well.
And if we're to become a leading American university, with the international reach aside, we have to do a lot of things across our curriculum, across our academic quality spectrum. But we also have to do some things that allow documentation, that allow some quantitative empirical demonstration that we are competitive, that we do things for good universities and do well. And you've just heard four examples that cut across this campus, from one campaign fighting global poverty, national debate champs, civil engineering students competing with the best, business students, free enterprise, being entrepreneur and competing at a very high level, finished second nationally last year. So it's these are examples of what is occurring across this campus, but they're great examples of what our students are doing with faculty and staff mentoring, and what our students are doing of their own energy, of their own mind, and of their own will and spirit. These are good examples that the vision we have for this university is indeed coming to fruition in measurable ways. So congratulations to all of you, but across our student body and representatives as well. Thank you all. Well done.
If I could just add a comment as a business person, being involved with the Business Advisory Council and working with the business department here and these young students, and I saw a full presentation the other night of what they're doing, and it's sort of a brief one, and they're not only learning the theory, though, but they're learning the practical. They're understanding how to do business globally and locally, and these young men and ladies are going to be able to go out in the business world and be very, very successful with what they're learning. So it's not just theory, and it's not just winning awards. It's a matter of being able to do the job, and they're really learning not just concept, but how to do it in the real world.
Right. Thank you.